Track 7 and more news stories. Planning saga endgame, hopes are dashed. An appeal hearing which environment campaigners hoped would mark the endgame for one of the longest-running planning wrangles has been cut short. Now the saga of how water drains into a wildlife haven alongside a huge building site at Newton Abbott will play out over a full 3-day planning inquiry in April. The change of course came after planning inspector Tom Bristow decided the two sides in the Woolborough Fen issue were too far apart to settle without a full-scale inquiry. He also expressed concern that Teignbridge Council had chosen to go into the hearing with no formal legal representation. Developer Vistry Homes was represented at the online hearing by high-profile King's Counsel Lord Charles Banner, whose previous cases included the proposed third runway at Heathrow and the new Chinese embassy in London. He has also been tasked by Prime Minister Keir Starmer with drawing up a new planning bill, which critics say would curb the powers of environmental groups. All parties agreed an inquiry was the right way to proceed, and Mr. Bristow said it should happen as soon as possible. Woolborough Fen is one of the longest running and most controversial planning issues in Devon, with a dispute over how water finds its way into the Fen, which is an official site of special scientific interest and home to species found nowhere else in Devon. Vistry is currently building a phase of 1,200 homes on green fields on the outskirts of Newton Abbott. It says the Fen is in safe hands and its work is outside the catchment area for water flowing into the Fen. Campaigners disagree and fear the Fen will be contaminated, meaning a priceless wildlife haven will be lost forever. Last summer, Teignbridge Council stepped in and halted work on the site, saying Vistry had overstepped the mark. Work has since restarted. Mr. Bristow told the hearing, "I have rarely encountered as wide a gulf between the main parties as I have here."
Breast Cancer Training Tool honours Marilyn. Torbay Breast Care Unit's new breast examination training model is to be named Marilyn in memory of the late wife of Tynmouth Rotary Club President Michael Waters. Each year, the president of the Rotary Club selects a charity to support, and this year Mike chose the Torbay Breast Care Unit. The clinic urgently required a new demonstration model, as their previous one had been in use for about 20 years and was no longer fit for purpose. The updated model will play a vital role in helping clinicians educate patients and community groups on early detection, an essential factor in improving breast cancer outcomes. Earlier this month, the Rotary Club of Tynmouth presented a cheque for £1,644 to Samantha Dillon and Laurie Elder of the Torbay Breast Care Unit, enabling the purchase of the much-needed replacement breast examination training model used to teach girls and women how to check for lumps and irregularities. President Michael Waters said he was deeply moved to support the unit that cared so compassionately for Marilyn, adding that he was proud the club could fund equipment that will directly benefit women across Torbay and South Devon. The Rotary Club of Tynmouth said it was proud to continue its long tradition of supporting local health initiatives, community well-being and charitable causes through fundraising, service and partnership.
Primary pupils visit to see sights of London. Youngsters from two Teignbridge primary schools headed off on a trip to the capital. Children from All Saints Marsh C of E Academy in Newton Abbott and Dunsford Community Academy enjoyed an unforgettable joint educational visit to London this week. 30 children from across the two schools, including representatives from each student council, took part in the enriching experience. Travelling together by coach, the children began their adventure with a ride on the iconic London Eye. For many, it was the first time seeing the capital from above. After lunch together in a local restaurant, pupils embarked on a walking tour of London's most famous landmarks, taking in sites such as Trafalgar Square, the Mall, Buckingham Palace and St James's Park. The highlight for many was a guided tour of the Palace of Westminster, including visits to both the House of Commons and the House of Lords, where the children were fortunate enough to watch a live debate in session. Head teacher Liam O'Sullivan said this trip brought learning to life in the most inspiring way. Watching our children explore London together, curious, excited and full of questions, was a joy. Opportunities like this broaden horizons and help shape confident, compassionate young people. We are incredibly grateful to the Learning Academy Partnership and the Parliament Education Fund for making this experience possible. These kinds of opportunities don't happen without a lot of effort. Thank you to every colleague involved for helping create lifelong memories and inspiring futures.
MP to speak at Hospital League of Friends AGM. The League of Friends of Tynmouth Hospital will welcome Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley as guest speaker at its annual general meeting next month. The organisation has been campaigning with Mr Wrigley and councillors for many years to keep the historic hospital on Mill Lane open. As well as hearing from Mr Wrigley, attendees will receive updates on the League of Friends activities to support healthcare in Tynmouth and to raise money for equipment. There will also be the opportunity for new members to join and for existing members to renew their subscriptions of £10 per year. Last year, the League of Friends paid for maintenance and redecoration in the waiting area and three televisions for the waiting area and recovery rooms. The AGM takes place at 7 p.m. on Thursday, March the 19th, at the Alice Cross Centre.
Man charged with attempted murder of a police officer. A man has been charged with the attempted murder of a police officer in Newton Abbott. Guy Pottle, 39, appeared in court today, accused of attacking the female police officer at a property in Drake Road. The charges follow an alleged incident in the early hours of Tuesday. A spokesman for Devon and Cornwall Police said the officer was taken to hospital and has since been discharged. Officers had initially attended the address shortly after midnight on Tuesday the 10th of February, following a report of assault in which a woman sustained minor injuries. Pottle, from Exeter, is also charged with assault, occasioning actual bodily harm in regard to the initial incident. Pottle appeared before magistrates sitting in Plymouth. He was remanded in custody to appear before Exeter Crown Court on March the 12th.
Runners donate £500 to RNLI. A Dawlish running group has donated £500 to Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute after selecting the life-saving organisation as its 2025 Charity of the Year. Dawlish Coasters Chair Alex Sykes presented a cheque to Tynmouth RNLI fundraising chair Wendy Richards Wood at the running club's recent awards ceremony. Tynmouth RNLI fundraising and engagement volunteer Anne Steele Arnett was also recognised with an award at the event. Anne, who is also a member of Dawlish Coasters, has run the London Marathon for the RNLI for the past 2 years and will this year take on the virtual London Marathon with a run from Tynmouth Lifeboat Station to Exmouth RNLI as she continues to raise money for the charity. Dawlish Coasters supports a charity each year voted for by their members.